This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And oh, by the way, we're broadcasting from AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, my flagship stations, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe right now. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the people hauling the supplies down into the Hurricane Ian area in southwest Florida. And, of course, to Felix and the mail haulers, the bulk mail haulers, thanks so very much for getting the mail through. Our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Also, our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers out there listening to us. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, and you can find us there. Captain's America is the way you find us. Captain's America, all lowercase. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize the words under God. Now, before we go to the caller that's hanging in there, the Russian-appointed head of Ukraine's Kherson region has announced that the civilian population will be evacuated from part of that region as he warned of an expected escalation of hostilities. Now, this is Vladimir Saldo. In October the 18th, he announced an organized gradual displacement of civilians from four towns on the right bank of the Dnieper River. Now, what's on that river?
The large dam, I believe.
Yeah. A big dam, which is probably going to get blown up. And if it does, that dam is there for two reasons. Number one, hydroelectric power, but also drinking water.
Well, obviously, Captain, if you're moving out a population to blow up a dam, it seems like something would be very, very significant about that kind of attack that would affect the population.
Well, Denise Simon, who will be on here in about another hour, has got a thought on this as to what this might all be about. And she thinks it could be the precursor to perhaps a nuclear attack. Maybe they might experiment with their nuclear bomb on that dam.
You know, Captain, and of course Denise is dialed into these kinds of things, and I wouldn't put it past Vladimir Putin to actually do something like this, because the war continues to wear on. He's not winning it. It's going to go on for the foreseeable future. But Captain, I do have this kind of question for you, and that is, let's say you see a dirty bomb or you see a tactical nuke, as they're called. If that event occurs, what happens next in terms of what the United States or even NATO's involvement in this war? What do you think happens?
Number one, you can't sit on your hands. If you do, then you might as well just say, okay, Russia, we give up. Come on over. The country's yours. And I don't know any European countries that are going to say that. So somebody, somewhere, if it's not us, it could be the Britons, it could be the French, it could be the Italians, it could be the Greeks, whoever it is that has the capability, somebody is going to take it upon themselves to go after the troops on the ground and whoever it is that launched the thing to begin with, if they can find out if it came from Crimea, then they'll attack Crimea. They'll go tit for tat. Somebody will go tit for tat.
And that brings either those countries or those forces or even the United States directly into the war at that point. And that is World War III, it would seem.
And we have it on good authority from reports coming out of Russia, in particular from Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty, that the Russians don't care if they lose 20 million people. They've said so verbally.
That is madness. Isn't it, though?
Yes, it is.
It's just madness. This goes back to the kind of strategy, quote unquote, during the Cold War of absorbing huge losses like that in nuclear exchanges. This is obviously, again, the word is madness.
Yep. Now we're going to go to No, we're not going to go to the caller. Caller, you're going to hang on because I'm coming up on this hard break. I'll get to you right after the break, and I'll pick up the phone when we go to break, because the music's going to start right about now. But, Kyle, and I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. I'm just repeating what has been said to me. And Denise Simon, when she comes on, will explain again what's going on. So, Kyle, hold that thought. And, folks, we'll be back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. Got a lot more to talk about, including the U.S. Justice Department made a big move over the weekend. I'll tell you about that.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Thank you very much. That's Jeff in Sarasota. And oh, by the way, you might get a chance to meet him this week, either Tuesday or Thursday or maybe even Saturday. We'll see. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Of course, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for well over 8 years, ever since I found out about it. And the reason I take it and the reason I tell you about it is because it works. Now, if you're suffering from pain, just nagging pain, whether it's your leg or your ankle, or your knee, or your hip, or your back, or your neck, or your shoulder, then guess what? I know something that'll help you. And it's all natural. It even will take care of the muscle aches and pains you got too. Maybe you worked out and strained something along the line. But it's all natural, and it will work and help you to feel more comfortable. So you can do things like, oh gosh, I don't know, sleep? It's 100% drug-free. And Relief Factor has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which are ingredients that help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain wherever you have it because it goes right straight to the source. So all you got to do to take advantage of the $19.95 3-week quick start, which is all it costs to get started, is go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go to that website. You'll see the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right there. Click on the link. It'll tell you a little bit more info, and then away you go. You order the product. You try it for 3 weeks. And if it doesn't work within that 3-week time, you can cancel your order and say, that's it. Didn't work for me. If it works for you, then all you got to do is kick back and wait, because you're going to get more, and you'll be on a regular list to where you get it every month, and that's a good thing. And, oh, by the way, for those of you that want to try it, on Tuesday I will have a sample bag or two with me, one of the 1995 bags, with me when I go to Mission Barbecue at West Waters in Tampa. So that's something that I do for the people to let them try and see what happens, because guess what? When you do go around to order it again, it's still going to cost you $19.95. So you get two shots at the lower price before the price goes up, because obviously 4 weeks is more than three, which means it's going to cost you more money. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And by the way, Kyle, what is it we tell everybody about Relief Factor?
All you have to lose is pain.
Amen to that one, brother. Okay, waiting very patiently on the phone has been the harbor pilot over there in Clearwater, who directs all the traffic all around him, air, water, and sea, and road. It's Mr. Mike. Okay, Mr. Mike, what's up?
How you doing, Captain? How you doing, Kyle? Before I get to my point, I just want to say about the conversation that you had leading into the break, very scary stuff, and it never would have happened if the Trumpster was reelected and was sitting in office today. But having said that, Kyle, so in 2020, we all know what happened. I'm not going to rehash all the bull garbage. So the Republican states passed sweeping voting reform law. So the Democrats said, oh, no, it's voter suppression. You know, you're making it harder for minority people and people that are less fortunate. So here we go, Kyle. I can see it now. What do you think is the of the possibility that when they do take their shellacking, oh, the election was stolen, they cheated, they passed these draconian laws that made it to where good, hard-working people of America had their election stolen from them. I can see it coming down the pike, Kyle. Let me know what you think. Thank you so much.
Okay, me first, Kyle.
Sure.
They are going to sue the Republicans every chance they get, every way they can, every place they can, because that's exactly what they're going to do, because they aren't going to take this election as a loss.
Well, of course not. And in fact, I think what we'll see, Captain, is many in the media, celebrities, and many others will suddenly start saying that election denying is the most important thing you can do for democracy. Whereas before, if you had any questions about the election, you were trying to attack our democracy. It will be a 180-degree flip like you've never seen. That being said, a little bit of humor there. Yes, they will start challenging the results of the election like you've never seen before.
And they will lose.
Yes, well, that's right. But part of this, though, too, and what Mike is even bringing up, this idea of draconian laws and denying and suppression and things like that, all that plays right into their thing, Captain, about dividing the country and causing people to just really go at each other's throats and so forth. There won't be any unification. It won't be any, this is our process, this is our system. It's going to be, those people did that to you, and you've got to go get them. It's not going to be pretty.
No, it's not going to be pretty. But the thing of it is, okay, we're all adults here. At least some of us are. Most of the Democrats, I don't think, could qualify to be junior Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts with some of the thoughts and ideas that they have. One that comes to mind is AOC. But they're going to have to get over this, and they're going to have to put their big boy pants on, men and women both, because they're going to get shellacked. And I mean, this is going to be, I remember what happened when Newt Gingrich was around, and that at the time it was the biggest switch in the Congress of all times. However, this time around, it's going to be even bigger.
Oh, yes, as a matter of fact, and the Democrats have done this to themselves.
Yep.
You know, they have created this state of affairs. We can trace it back. In fact, on the program on the weekend edition, Captain, you went down the list of all the oil prices and the things that happened. And so it's all demonstrable. It's all right there.
It was Joe Biden.
It was Joe Biden, exactly. Mm-hmm. But the Democrats have decided they want to take down virtually every aspect of our society, not the least of which is defunding the police, not the least of which, of course, is the energy prices and so forth. Cumulatively, it has this effect. And the voters, whether they're Republican, Democrat, or independent, they are saying enough. Enough. This is too far over into the extreme, and we've got to turn the ship around.
Well, what's hilarious in one respect and sickening in another is now the Democrats are saying, oh, no, some of them anyway. Oh, no, we never voted to defund the police. No. We never voted for anything to defund the police. And if you go and look at the bills that they voted for, there's nothing that says defund the police per se. It's inside another bill. And when they voted for that bill, because the defund the police thing was in there, guess what? They voted to defund the police. But you can't know about that now, can you?
Well, of course not. And also, Captain, we would have wanted the Democrats to say things like, stop burning down our cities. I mean, just coming out and saying something like that at the time when all the riots were going on and the cities, the smoke and the flames were rising up all across the United States, would have been nice to have somebody say, okay, stop it.
And Black Lives Matter and Antifa were groups that were getting money funneled to them through Democratic organizations by George Soros and his pack.
Well, right. I mean, and the whole thing extends to these, because you mentioned Soros, it extends to these DAs like Gascon in Los Angeles. You know, these kinds of things were with this approach to crime, lack of approach to crime, I think is a better way of putting it. All these things go together to tear apart the fabric of society. You know, it's not just a little bit. It's like it's a lot. And people, they can't take it anymore because they want to be able to go from place to place without fear that they're going to get carjacked, they're going to get attacked, something else is going to happen to them just on a regular sunny day.
Yep. And regular sunny days are few and far between when you live where the snowflakes are, right?
That's true. That's right. But just on a normal day when, you know, in other words, and a lot of times people could say, well, I live in this part of the country. I live in this environment. These things don't happen here. Well, because of these policies and the failure of supporting law enforcement, we're seeing things happen in places. In other words, you can't say that anymore. Oh, no, this is a safe area. You know,
well,
that is few and far between.
We didn't get to a couple of things that we'll get to in the next hour, but I want to talk about South Korea and the United States publicly engaging in some combat drills that's got the North Koreans all upset next hour, as well as the U.S. Justice Department charging nearly a dozen individuals and the Navy contesting an $8.7 million fine in Hawaii. But we'll do all of that after we come back from this next break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Under pressure in the south of Ukraine, Russia fired missiles and drones into Ukrainian-held Mykolaiv on Sunday, destroying an apartment block in the shipbuilding city near the front, and said the war was trending towards uncontrolled escalation. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu spoke with U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Sunday for the second time in 3 days and held a flurry of calls with three other counterparts from NATO countries. Moscow provided no details on the conversation with Austin, which came after the two men spoke on Friday for the first time since May. Its readouts on the other call said Shoigu had said the situation in Ukraine was worsening. And Ukraine branded the Russian state-controlled RT media outlet as an incitor of genocide on Sunday after a presenter said Ukrainian children who saw Russians as occupiers under the Soviet Union should have been drowned. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain
said. Yeah. I bet you the captain sent you. And oh, by the way, HeroesMile.com. Retired United States Army Lieutenant General William Lennox happens to be the veterans ambassador there. And the general is a soldier's soldier. And there's a number of first responders that are there, too. Some fire chiefs and district chiefs and fire commissioners and some guys from New York and whatnot that are also on the board, as well as some police officers, some couple of state trooper superintendents. And let me tell you about these guys. This is not just something for the military. This is also something for the first responders, whether you were a firefighter or an EMS or a police officer. Because you have the same problems that the guys and gals in the military do, and some of those problems also lead into things like alcoholism. The drugs are one thing. Smoking is another. Maybe you want to get rid of smoking. Also, money trouble usually comes into the picture, too, when you're having issues Or maybe you got a problem with your marriage or something like that, and you just don't know how to handle it. And somebody's telling you, well, we got to see a marriage counselor. And you're sitting there going, no, there's nothing wrong with me. It's you or whatever. Well, guess what? It's about time that you started talking to some of your own firefighters, police officers, EMS, and military. Mano a mano, one-on-one. People that have been trained, highly trained in doing this and knowing how to deal and knowing how to help you. Instead of just getting a bunch of googly guys saying, well, we need this paper in 3 copies, and we need that paper in 4 copies, and don't forget this paper over here, we need that in 4 copies. No. You're going to get somebody that's going to sit down with you and tell you the way it is, and then work your way through it. That's what it's all about. How do I know? Because I'm working with them. I'm watching what they're doing. I'm listening to what they're saying. I'm getting the videos. I'm paying close attention to what they're doing because I'm interested in helping those that can't help themselves. And a lot of times you'll sit there and people will try to be nice to you and say, look, you got to get some help here. It's just not going to work the way you're doing it. And sometimes those people know more than you do. So you have to pay attention, which is what Heroes Mile is all about. So check out their website, heroesmile.com. That's heroesmile.com. And if you want to call and speak to somebody, you can call them at 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. heroesmile.com, 888-VET-NOW. And they'll get you started on the right track. The rest is up to you. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Doing great, Captain.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you are because we're all doing great here tonight. It's a great night in the neighborhood. Okay. South Korea and the United States are going to publicly stage large-scale aerial drills involving their F-35 stealth fighters to enhance combat readiness and train for wartime contingencies amid the mounting threats from North Korea, who have been doing what? Oh, firing off a bunch of ICBMs down the coastline.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, obviously, this is the kind of thing that you have to do to make sure that the North Korean government understands that we take it very seriously. And now some would say, well, it could be a move that escalates things or escalates tensions or things like that. But you're dealing with a bully, and you have to be able to counter appropriately.
Now, speaking of bullies, the U.S. Justice Department has charged nearly a dozen individuals with participating in illegal schemes to export sophisticated technologies to Russia and evade sanctions on Venezuelan oil. Now, 5 Russian nationals and 2 oil brokers for Venezuela are charged in an indictment which was unsealed on October the 19th, alleging that they took part in these schemes. And the department said that in a news release. And this is getting real interesting.
Well, certainly, of course, the idea if you're going to be aiding Russia or the Russian military, especially right now, this is front and center.
Yeah, and it's just part of what we know that's going on. I mean, there could be a lot more than that, but this is the initial stage, and I'm assuming once they get these people indicted and they do the perp walk and all that sort of stuff, that the next thing you're going to hear about is some people are going to start saying, well, now, wait a minute. It's not me. It's him. It's because he did this and that, because they're going to start telling on each other.
Oh, absolutely. Well, in the attempt to try to either get a pass or to get a reduced kind of charges and so forth, yeah.
Yeah, and I forget what his title was with the Trump thing. But I don't know if he was the bookkeeper or what, but he is testifying in the January 6th committee meeting about supposedly the activities of Donald Trump when he worked there. And They're trying to get Donald Trump on some nefarious things that they say were illegal. Liz Cheney made a big announcement yesterday about, well, we've got all these things that Donald Trump did that are criminal, and we're gonna tell what they are, and we're going to indict them. I mean, she was very, very specific yesterday.
Well, here we go again. It's the next thing that they put out there. A lot of that, I think, Captain, is just for the consumption of voters. And as they head towards the midterms and this kind of thing, Adam Schiff, who's on that committee, right, used to tell us that there was all this Russia stuff out in the open, and we just knew it. It was just right there in front of our faces. It's just the same stuff over and over again.
Now, wait till you hear this. The Navy is currently contesting an $8.7 million fine for Clean Water Act violations and alleged deficiencies at its Pearl Harbor Hickam wastewater treatment system, arguing that the penalty levied by the State Department of Health is legally prohibited because the state is barred from seeking punitive fines against the military.
Right, so they're making that argument based on what the law says, basically. But by the same token, Captain, the Navy is taking a lot of steps to try to right this issue and so forth. And they've said they take the environmental issue very, very seriously. But are these punitive fines, are they legal or not? And that will be decided, of course.
Now, President Biden has been saying the lie for quite a while that he has done nothing to stop domestic oil production. That is purely false. Even members of his own party openly admit it in their full-heartedly quest for 100% renewable energy. They've even come out and said it. No, we're getting away from oil because we want to go green. We want electric. And, I mean, they're saying what Biden says. Oh, I've never said that. I'm not saying, no, not me.
Again, consumption for voters. This is what it is. It's trying to put something in people's minds right before the elections because they know that they are losing greatly on this particular issue alone. And, of course, they're hoping people have short memories, but they don't. When their wallets and their pocketbooks, their bank accounts, their 401ks are being impacted the way that they are, Captain, people tend to remember.
And over the weekend, Oprah Winfrey appeared at a virtual event, an online event, for Stacey Abrams.
I guess the question is that going to put Abrams over the top at all? I just don't know. I mean, Oprah.
Well, wait till you hear who endorsed Herschel Walker. You ready?
Yep.
The legendary Georgia football coach Vince Dooley came out and endorsed Herschel Walker and said some really nice things about him. Vince Dooley is a god in Georgia when it comes to football.
Wow. Well, that's just huge.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. The weather is pretty neat where I'm at. It was 70 degrees to start. Let me see. What is it now? 68. So that's not too bad. And I'll be back with more right after these messages in the Truckers Highway.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home.
So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And that's a little Dion with the guitarist Joe Menza. She's a kicking child. What do you think, Kyle?
I like that. It's got a cool sound to it.
Yeah, it's got a little laid-back sound. It's right there from Chicago, sitting down there along the railroad tracks, having a good old time. Okay, well, West Coast, Kyle, what's going on out west?
All right, Captain. Well, we've got all kinds of winter weather advisories and freeze warnings and freeze, hard freeze warnings, as a matter of fact, as well, especially if you're in Utah right now, south of Salt Lake City. We've got hard freeze warning going all the way down Interstate 15, all the way down towards St. George. You've also got a hard freeze warning on the eastern side as well, in Utah, in the eastern half of there. Also, up near Twin Falls, Idaho, and Boise, Idaho, we have freeze warnings tonight as well. We've got winter weather advisories up in northern Idaho, also Missoula, Montana, and that area. Over also the entire eastern half, it seems, of Montana has a winter weather advisory, winter storm warning south of Billings. Wyoming tonight, you've got high winds in Cheyenne. Heading out I-80 towards Elk Mountain, you're going to have high winds and also the winter weather advisory there. Now, also in Colorado, west of Denver, going across I-70, you've got winter storm warnings. In other words, you're getting the picture, folks. There's a lot of snow, especially the higher elevations. You want to be very careful wherever you're traveling out west in those higher elevations. Freeze warning tonight in northern Arizona. As you're coming across I-40 through New Mexico towards Texas, you can also have snow in those higher elevations because you've got rain happening there right now. And if it's cold enough, it's going to turn into snow. So be careful out there tonight.
All right, well, I'm going to continue with the winter weather because it's there to talk about. Now, up in North Dakota and South Dakota, coming out of Rapid City, first of all, you are going to run into snow, Rapid City, going down the mountain range off to the east about 50 miles. And then that snow is probably going to chase you all the way across most of South Dakota because it's developing and moving along as we speak. Same thing with North Dakota. It's already in North Dakota from the Canadian line on down to South Dakota about 50, 60 miles all the way straight up and down. And that is going to be moving across North Dakota. It's going to be moving into northwestern Minnesota first before it gets into the upper part of Minnesota and then moves across either tonight or today or tomorrow, whatever the case may be, in Minnesota. Going to have some unsettled weather conditions along I-90 in the southern part of Minnesota going on today and tonight. We'll just have to wait to see what's going to happen. Then southern Illinois, southeastern Missouri, western Kentucky, unsettled weather down in there. Could be almost anything. And we got a gale warning up on the lakes in upper Michigan up there to the north, and could be some winter weather up there as well, up in that little part of the world where they had a foot and a half of snow last week. Looking at some weather down in Texas, east of El Paso, going up towards Pecos and going down towards Fort Stockton, I-10, I-20, right there in the split. Definitely is going to be a frost or maybe some white stuff because the moisture is coming up from the hurricane that came through Mexico up into New Mexico, and they are predicting snow in the higher elevations of New Mexico today and possibly even in the mountains of West Texas. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Now, moving across the area I told you about, that was windy and was riling up the Gulf of Mexico, has now gone all the way from the Texas-Mexican border all the way up into Lafayette, Louisiana. So there you go, right up along Beaumont and Houston and Corpus Christi and all that good stuff, all the way up to Lafayette, Louisiana right now. And that could make things interesting along the Gulf. Also, up the East Coast, we got some unsettled areas of weather up there. Chris Markowski is probably going to tell you about it when he decides to call as well. And let's not forget also about the fact that up along the upper border, northern New York border up in there, got a little bit of weather up there. So that's what we got going on. Kyle, I'm going to take a phone call. I don't know if it's even related to what we're talking about, but we're going to find out. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right. Good morning, caller. What's on your mind?
Hello, it's Denise.
Okay, hold on, Denise. All righty, there you go. All right, so we got Denise on the line. That means I got to tell you, ask you, rather, how do we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right. And I never know what number that is to call, so I never know what I'm going to get. All right. We will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Thanks very much. And that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Catch him at KyleWarrenShow.com. And don't forget the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. And if you're going out west, out through the mountains, again, northern, west of Minnesota, west of the Dakotas, get your fuel right. You're going to go into a snowstorm, and the temperatures are nippy. All righty. Back to the phone and Denise Simon, founderscode.com. All right, you wanted to talk about something which I'm prepared to talk about after the break, but I'm just going to tease it. And what I'm going to tease it as is that the Russian-appointed head of the Ukraine's Kherson region has announced that the civilian population will be evacuated from part of the region as he warned of expected escalation of hostilities. Now, there's a target there of interest, isn't there?
That's the Ukrainians have actually taken over, but we think there's been some discussion between the defense minister Shoigu and our secretary Austin about what they call dirty bombs, and Russia is already accusing Ukraine of possibly getting ready to use them, which really says that Russia's going to do it and blame it on Ukraine. So I think that's part and parcel of what is happening on that part of the battlefield, or soon to happen on that part of the battlefield.
Well, the fact of the matter is that that part of the country is where the Novak Kakhova, I think I'm saying that right, hydroelectric power station is at, with the major dam right there, and that's what the target is.
Yeah, and they've knocked out the Russians have knocked out a huge part of the power already across the country. I think that they're operating, the country is operating on 40% of power. So, you know, these tactics are not, they don't go to the rules of war.
Yeah, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Denise Simon, too. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we'll have a lot more coming your way. Kathy's going to take us to break. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.